Today on CityCast Denver. Our ballots are in the mail, so it is officially election season. That special time of year when we as Denverites, as Coloradans, and as Americans take up our most divisive issues and stand up for what we believe in. We saw that Pepsi is building its biggest bottling plant in North America out by DIA. So me, producer Paul Caroli, and my friend, true blue Denver-born soda lover and artistic director for the C Film Center, Keith Garcia, are going to hash it out and answer the burning question. Is Denver a Pepsi town? Today is Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Bree. Good morning.
Hi, Keith Garcia.
Hey, Bree.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
We like to call you about food stuff because you and me love food.
I take that as a badge of honor.
You should. You're my friend that I like to go try new things with. So we're talking in particular right now about, I don't even want to say soda. I would say pop. Some people say soda.
Well, that's part of it.
It's Coke versus Pepsi, but we're looking at it from a explicitly Denver perspective. Are we a Coke town? Are we a Pepsi town? That's what we're here to figure out.
Yeah, we're really settling the important matters of the day here on CityCast.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refresh.
Hey, whatever. People like to listen to us talk about food. We know this.
It's true. And also, I do think that it does kind of matter. Like, I'll lay out where this came from. So for me, this came from about a month ago when the company Pepsi, PepsiCo is what they're known as, they broke ground on a new bottling plant here in Denver, and it is going to be the biggest Pepsi bottling plant in all of North America. It is huge. 1.2 million square feet. It's going to be out by DIA. It's going to employ like hundreds of people. And so I thought, wow, I mean, is Pepsi have like a big presence here or something? It's like, is this a Pepsi place? And I started thinking about Coca-Cola and Atlanta and how associated that soda is with that city and how much it's done for that city. And
is where their headquarters are?
It's both where their headquarters are and where their immersive soda museum, the World of Coke, is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a magical time.
Is it immersive because you can soak in like a Coke bath?
It's literally immersive.
I guess I was thinking more like tasting the Cokes from around the world, but that would also be quite interesting.
And your skin just dissolves away.
Oh, yeah, like bologna. Like if you put a piece of bologna in a bowl with Coke and it like eats it.
Really?
Oh, it's one of those, you know, those like urban legends.
Wow.
So it's not that. That's not what the immersive museum is.
No.
But
but anyway, I was thinking like, where's the Pepsi one? How come no one's the Pepsi place? And I started thinking about Denver and this new bottling plant, and I did some more research, and I think that Denver is not just a Pepsi town, but maybe the Pepsi town.
That's crazy, Paul. Okay. We're a beer town.
Beer town? But maybe a
Pepsi
town.
We're a weed town.
Too.
But who's not everyone's drinking beer, Brie?
It's true. You and I aren't. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
What are you two drinking? What are your relationships with soda?
Complicated. I should be drinking less. Uh-huh. And I love it. I mm-hmm. love Coke. I love Pepsi. I love RC Cola. I'll drink any form of cola product.
So just cola, but not brand.
Cola is my favorite flavor of pop.
Okay. Keith,
yours
you?
Is.
My relationship with soda is like teacher, mentor, secret lover. Kind of like it. Just I feel like soda's been in my life
longer
all these 45 years.
Same.
I probably, Lord knows, my mom probably ran out of milk one day and was like, "I'm just putting some Dr. Pepper in this bottle and." Calling it a day.
But diet is your flavor.
Diet is, but only because if I drank full strength soda the way that most people drink coffee, I would be about 200 pounds heavier just from all the sugar. So
we just weren't allowed to have pop in our house. So as an adult, I drank it all the time because it was a special treat.
Yeah.
So. Paul, what about you?
Well, I mean, as in most things with soda, I love the novelty, and these big companies keep providing it. They come out with a new variety of Coke or Pepsi like every quarter that I will race to the convenience store to pick up a bottle of and take one sip of and think, it's not that good. I like the regular
Unimpressed.
One. Yeah. But I love trying all the new flavors and seeing all the new colors and stuff, the packaging they come up with. Major Melon Mountain Dew. That's my favorite of this new batch of
Major
at least this
melon?
Year's new sodas. Yeah, it's watermelon flavored.
Is that in the military, Major Mellon? Is he part of the...
Yeah. Well, he's major. He ranks quite highly. Well, we're talking about Mountain Dew. Maybe it's time for one of my flimsiest arguments for Denver is the Pepsi City.
Denver is the Pepsi City?
Pepsi, of course, owns Mountain Dew, owns the whole brand, the whole line. Where better than Denver to celebrate Mountain Dew than the shadow of the Rocky Mountains themselves?
I mean, some people call it the Dew of the Mountain.
There you go.
So...
I
that
have
is
nothing to
the
add to that.
That is your flimsiest argument for sure. I don't think you could align. You'd have to align Mountain Dew with the mountain lifestyle, and I don't think that those two things go hand in hand.
Yeah, well, there's like some extreme sports element. I mean, the Mountain Dew company has tried to appeal to that community a lot, and like we definitely have those people here, snowboarders.
Yeah. But the extreme angle is like so 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know if that resonates with young people.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say, Pepsi, please. They pick the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
We're talking about Denver being the Pepsi town. Here's maybe my best argument.
Okay.
The city of Denver is literally invested in the success of Pepsi right now. We have our city council back in March approved a $1 million incentive. Actually, I don't even know if they're calling it an incentive, but they just approved $1 million to give to Pepsi to support the creation of this new bottling plant.
What is $1 million to Pepsi? Well, a drop in a bucket? I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar global company, and this is what Denver's doing? Here's $1 million. Lame. Why did we need to give them $1 million?
I really don't get it. God.
There's a bottom line somewhere everywhere where someone's like, well, if they're going to give us $1 million, then...
Oh my God. We can be started on the city budget, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this was kind of a fun rabbit hole, this whole bottling plant thing, because they sold the plant that was operated for a long time on Brighton. So they sold that plant, that land, for $158 million. They bought the land near DIA for the new bigger plant for $49 million.
Sure.
That's $109 million in profit just off of the land deal.
I mean, the greatest swindle of the last 50 years is the rebranding of Brighton Boulevard. And if you owned property there, cha-ching. So good job, Pepsi.
Pepsi's a winner. Pepsi's a winner on the Rhino revitalization, I think.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can see the South Park episode now for Pepsi Town. And it would be like a convergence of Soda Sopa and Pepsi Town.
Soda Sopa.
Soda Sopa on Brighton Boulevard. Oh my God, the Rhino Arts District would love that. This is perfect.
Winding through the canyon, her anticipation rose. Monarch Casino Resort Spa, the epitome of mountain chic. Her pulse raced as she sat down at a high-limit Baccarat table. Hungry? She chose the Southwest Fusion flavors of Bistro Mariposa before ascending to Bliss, a top-rated spa Monarch for a signature massage treatment. She slept well in her luxurious hotel room, fulfilled by her stay. Write your own story at monarchblackhawk.com.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. So here's the next one. This one I just kind of think is like, I don't know. I want to hear what you all think about this. Upon the groundbreaking for this new bottling plant out by DIA, Johannes Evan Blee, PepsiCo Beverages president of North America's West Division, said in a statement to Colorado Public Radio that we are thrilled to call Denver, a city that shares so many of our values, home to PepsiCo's most sustainable U.S. plant location.
Please.
But what values does Denver share with PepsiCo?
That's word salad. That's PR word salad.
Well, what do you, do you think there's anything there, though?
Here's the thing. I mean, I'd like to explore that statement more, especially the notion of sustainability. Mm-hmm. Are they looking at it as Denver / Colorado, we're in the environment, like, you know, I mean, a lot of people do kind of think of us ecologically as like...
Even though we have like the worst recycling rates and...
And pollution.
And pollution. Yeah, the brown cloud.
But there's something about the shots of, you know...
True.
You know, a mountain spring and... and
the Colorado and brand is strong.
Yes.
Agreed.
I mean, maybe there is something to being able to start a plant from scratch in a place as like...
It's got that natural buzz about it. That
yeah,
like, oh,
that they can be
Colorado.
Like, okay, well, now we're going to try out this new thing that creates 80% less wastewater or like whatever, and that maybe that's kind of the dig of that. So I'd love to know more if that sustainability word is in reference to that, because that'd be cool.
I'd love to know how much plastic they produce every year.
I mean, that's what it is.
In correlation with their... quote unquote like sustainable, whatever that looks like.
I mean, it's like recycling processes, but also this reminds me, another thing that I learned digging into this was PepsiCo funds the Colorado Beverage Association, which is like a lobbying group.
Sure.
That pushes for legislation every year at the State House. And from what I could tell, the one thing they push for every year is recycling bills. They want to be associated with bills that make recycling easier.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Because they know that they're obviously like a huge contributor to that problem.
I did see on actually it's this bottle I have right in front of me. Because normally I've been told that to properly recycle a soda bottle, you must remove the cap.
Yes.
You have to separate them.
That's what I always thought too.
Recent bottles say recycle bottle with cap on.
Oh, so maybe the cap is now made of something that's more recyclable,
yes.
Some sort of version of the plastic. Well, that's good to know.
So this new Pepsi bottling plant, not the only new bottling plant to be built in Colorado this year. There is also what the Colorado Springs Gazette calls a massive bottling plant being built there in the Springs for Coca-Cola. But get this, the Springs, what they call massive, 120,000 square feet. The new Pepsi plant in Denver, 1.2 million, 10 times bigger. Yeah.
So this is not going to be the cornerstone of the Coke production empire.
Not in the same way.
Interesting.
But I like that. The Springs is like a Coke place and Denver's like a Pepsi place. Does that
feel
like the right?
That
kind of feels right to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the vibe? Explain
this.
Maybe
a little older. Maybe a little more traditional. Denver's a little bit more like the little kid sibling, the weird kid sibling, like Pepsi is the weird kid sibling to Coke.
Oh, that's funny, because this conversation, as we go deeper, is making me think, like, what kind of person am I? If I'm like, if Pepsi is like, what are my attributes? What are my, like...
I know, I'm like, I guess I'm a conservative because I like Coke better.
I'm a Leo Virgo. Does that have anything to do with...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could get into the horoscopes of it all. I think that that means that Coke has relented and knows that Pepsi's the dominant pop here in Colorado.
Yeah. You think?
To me. Well, yeah. Not investing in the same way.
That's true.
Already have Atlanta. Maybe Pepsi is trying to move in on Colorado being its like headquarters.
Hmm.
Okay. What else, Paul?
Well,
what else do you have?
Let's finish up with. Ever since I read about this bottling plant opening up near DIA, I have started paying attention to which local businesses serve Pepsi and which serve Coca-Cola. And I have assembled a list here of great Denver businesses that have chosen Pepsi. Blue Pan Pizza, our pick for the best pizza in the city. The soda you enjoy there is Pepsi products.
Okay.
Santiago's Burritos, Keith, Santiago's. You're nodding. Okay. Not doing
yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me more.
And Lakeside Amusement Park, Pepsi products. And apparently for a long time they have. Yeah, I found this ad from like 50 years ago.
Really?
Says, we have Pepsi.
It's like, to me, it would be a Coke place because of its sort of, Gilded Age construction. you know, late turn of the last century, early. I think it was built in 1908 or around that time. That is like very much a Coke. Coke had the handle on advertising at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? The Gibson girl, all of these like images. I would assume they were a Coke place, but clearly I've been drinking Pepsi for the last several decades when I go to Lakeside.
Mm-hmm. Secretly, all along, Denver's always been a Pepsi town.
I mean, if it's connected to Lakeside, I'll buy it. I mean, I would buy that premise.
Well, Keith, what do you think? Final thoughts? Have I convinced you, you know, definitively? Is there a doubt left in your mind?
Are we a Pepsi place?
I will say we are a Pepsi town. And the notion that when there's a sale at Safeway on Pepsi products, I can't find my Diet Pepsi.
So it's not just you.
It's not just me. And yeah, people apparently are ravenous for it. So, or at least for a sale.
I love a sale.
Bree, how about you? Final thoughts. Have I convinced you? Is Denver the Pepsi town? It was founded in North Carolina, by the way.
No, then it's not.
They don't do anything over. They don't have a museum or anything. They don't like make a big deal about it.
I'm waiting for someone to call in and say, we have the Rocky Mountain Soda Company, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for all four of you that's your favorite soda.
Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blue Sky. The original hippie cola. It's the one you could get at like Wild Oats in Alfalfa's. You didn't convince me, Paul. Nope.
Okay.
Even though Lakeside is a Pepsi location, you didn't sell me.
I thought I was going to have you with Pepsi, and I thought I was going to have you with moving their bottling plant out of Rhino. I thought we're going to like that more.
Glad they cashed in on that gold mine.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, listeners, how about you? Did I convince you that Denver is not just a Pepsi town, but the Pepsi town? Call in and leave us a voicemail with your name and neighborhood, and you might hear it on the show later this week. That number is 720-500-5418.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
It's great to be here.
Thanks. Thanks, Keith.
Hey, anytime.
Actually, wait, do you want me to
crack one of these open?
Let's enjoy some Pepsi here.
Yeah. Okay. You got to do it up at the mic. There you go. Wow. That is a choice of a new generation. And here's what else Denverites are talking about. The parent companies of Denver's two most popular grocery chains have agreed to merge. Last week, Kroger, which owns King Soopers, agreed to buy Albertsons, which owns Safeway, for almost $25 billion. The deal comes months after King Soopers workers in Denver went on strike and won wage increases, better health care, and stronger safety protections. We checked in with the union, and UFCW Local 7 president Kim Cordova said that the merger is, quote, devastating to the workers and consumers alike and must be stopped. We're going to be following this one as it develops, so stay tuned. And as expected, the mayor and city council races that we don't even vote on until next spring are already getting spicy. The latest bid to get big dollar backers, District 9, which Councilwoman Candy Sathebaca currently represents. Business Den reports that her newest challenger, Daryl Watson, has already raised $77,000. Lords of the land, like Rhino developer Andrew Feinstein and the DeCue family, who made their fortune in parking lots, are just some of the names behind Watson, who lost a city council bid in 2007. Oh, and Albus Brooks made the donors list, too. If you recall, Brooks was the incumbent who lost his seat to Sathebaca in the last election. Excuse me while I go get my popcorn. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell the Pepsi lover in your life about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter, which you can do by texting Denver to 66866. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you later. See you later. I was vibing too hard. Too many vibes over here. Can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop vibing.